Last night was the closing of the Fela Festival, where the Wolftones played to an estimated 10,000 people on what was the 30th anniversary of the West Belfast Festival. But with chants of Ooh Ah Up the Ra and IRA flags, is this really an inclusive event? Well, there are quite a few major sponsors of this event. For example, Roisin McDonagh, who's the chief executive of the Arts Council of Northern Ireland. In the blurb that was promoting the event, this is in Fela's programme, she says, for 30 years, Fela has been at the heart of the cultural and creative life of West Belfast, creating opportunities for the local communities, promoting a positive and confident image of the area. We're currently getting in touch with the Arts Council to ask if they still believe that, given how this festival ended. There are many others who will be contacting this morning. Terence Branigan, the chairman of Tourism NI. He commends the dedication and hard work of the team for the creation and delivery of a high-quality and inclusive festival programme. Does he still think that? Does Mr. Branigan still think that, given Ooh Ah Up the Ra? Also, Unionist Party Councillor Chris McGimsey with us today. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts here?
Well, it's clearly, I mean, this has been going on for some time. There's been an undercurrent of support for really for the provisional IRA with the festival really since it started. And it's getting out of control now. I mean, that is not the image we need for Belfast. It's not the image that people of West Belfast need either. And it's totally unacceptable.
Well, the organisers of the festival would deny any association with the IRA, wouldn't they?
Of course they would. But, I mean, you can hear that they had a band on. It wasn't just a group of drunken lads singing a song. It was played the music. The band was joined in with the music. Really, I mean, we in Belfast over the years, we have given them millions of pounds. Millions of pounds. And I think we need to look very, very seriously. I think that they've really crossed the line now. And this is absolutely outrageous. This is not art. And this is support for terrorism and support for the IRA. And we need to look seriously at that. Our problem, Stephen, in Belfast City Council is, on all of these contentious votes, the Alliance and Sinn Féin generally, not always, but generally, and the SDLP, generally voters vote together. And unionists are always outvoted. And therefore, there's very little we can do in the committees. But there needs to be a serious look at this. We can't let this go. This time has gone far, far too far.
And yet the festival is much bigger than this one incident of singing, isn't it, Chris? It's a very broad festival which brings people from across the different spectrums to talk together, for example, and be together.
That is true. And that's what the festival should be about, and that's what the festival should be doing. The sort of events like the Wolfstones last night undermines all the other work that they have in the festival. But I suggest to call it the West Belfast Festival. A quarter of West Belfast is Protestant. I wonder how many people from the Shankill go to their events. Virtually none. They've tried to reach out a little bit, and they have a couple of events in the Shankill. But other than that, the whole dynamic of the festival is obviously Catholic and Republican West Belfast, and clearly the ownership of it is there, and they're proving that by this sort of operation like last night. I mean, having a panel and, you know, sticking a couple of prods on a panel every now and again is not sufficient. I mean, it's good that there is discussion, but it's not sufficient. It's not enough. The whole tenor of this, it's turning into a Proby Fest, and that's not what it should be about. It's bad for the festival, and it's bad for Belfast.
What do you say to the sponsors of this event, which includes Tourism NI, which includes the Art Council? You know, some of the biggest brand names in Northern Ireland, Tennent's, for example, say they are proud. Their managing director, Tom McCusker, has said Tennent's NI is proud of its long association with Fela, particularly during this magnificent 30th year anniversary.
Perhaps it's time for a reassessment by all of these sponsors. I know certainly the Ulster unions. We're going to write to each of the sponsors and ask them for their comments on the events of last night.
Well, we're on the phone to them right now.
Well, that's even better. Let's hear what they have to say. How does Roisin McDonagh justify this when after her? I mean, our comments were enacted and checked in good faith. But I mean, Nick, that's...
And all these people, aforementioned people, of course, they wrote this before this ooh-ah up the ra happened. But what did people expect when the Wolf Tones were going to sing that song?
Well, exactly. I mean, and the people who booked that festival and booked the Wolf Tones knew exactly what they were getting. Another one of their songs has a line, "Epic Union Jack, we want our country back." And they claim that it's all-inclusive. It can't possibly be all-inclusive. People like the Wolf Tones should not be there. And if they want to have an all-inclusive festival, have one, then Belfast City Council should continue to support it. If it's going to go down this route, which it clearly has, then I think Belfast City Council is very remiss. Millions, this is ratepayers' money. It's not coming out of a block grant or anything. This is ratepayers' money to fund. Ratepayers paid for Wolf Tone last night and funded that. And it's totally outrageous.
George, first call. Morning, George. 030-30-80-55-55. Go ahead, George. Morning.
Morning, Stephen. Let's set aside the flag. You didn't want an IRA flag, but it's West Belfast, so you're going to have Irish tricolours, you know. So set that aside. But the stage was set, for want of a better word.
There were tricolours with IRA written on them.
Yes, you didn't need that. You can allow for ordinary tricolours. It's West Belfast, so we don't live in a parallel universe. We know there's going to be there, but IRA flag certainly a no-no. But the stage was set for this 4 days ago by Declan Kearney. Now, let's remember, this is the outreach officer to unionism from Sinn Féin. And his tweet, and I'll read his tweet here to you, 4 days ago. In 1988, the West Belfast community were called a terrorist community. Today, Féilean Fóibil sent a message to... sent a response to the British state and unionism. Hey, what part of inclusivity has my community got in a tweet like that from the outreach officer of Sinn Féin? And that's 4 days before the Wolf Tones came on stage. So, you know, the pattern was set, and it's not as if the festival committee shouldn't have learned by the mistakes, because this is, the second or third time we've had the same problems from this band in festivals in and around Belfast.
And we go back then to the people supporting this event, the likes of the Art Council of Northern Ireland and Tourism Northern Ireland. They have a significant question to answer this morning, which is, are they comfortable being part of an event which the likes of Declan Curry is saying is a response, Kearney is saying is a response to the British state and unionism?
Are they
confident and comfortable about being associated with an event where Mr. Kearney is saying it sends a response to the British state and unionism?
Stephen, they're guilty by association, and let's not cut blanket coverage at the whole of West Belfast, because parts of that festival were absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure the good people of West Belfast enjoyed it. But to bring it to an end such as this here, you know, it's just a shame that this ruined it last night. And it's a shame that the festival committee have not learned from the mistake and seen what this bond creates. You know, you have people at the festival, you have drink taken from people in the crowd. And when you get a band on stage with lyrics such as they're going to sing, they're going to lead the crowd, and it's going to lead to this here. And as I say, it can't be inclusive if you're coming up with rhetoric like this from the stage. But you know it's going to come before the crowd even enter the gates.
Commentator Jude Collins with us today. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well,
it's interesting that the media have focused on, it seems to me, two matters relating to Féilean Fóibil, which went on for the last 10 days, 2 weeks. The first one was Gerry Adams' Negotiator's Cookbook, and now we have this. Apart from that, to a great extent, this is just a preface to what I want to say. Apart from that, they've by and large ignored Ireland's major summer festival. However, let's get to the meat of the matter. I don't think that anyone should deface the Irish national flag. I think it's infantile, I think it's stupid, and it certainly shouldn't have happened. With regard to the Wolf Tones, I think there are definitely enough beautiful and stirring songs about Ireland that the Wolf Tones could have played instead of this ooh-ah up the ra, which...
Well, they didn't, of course, they didn't play ooh-ah up the ra. It was the crowd who chanted it.
Yeah. So I guess they've no control over that. But again, I think they probably should have... Could I finish what I'm going to say? Could I finish what I'm going to say, Chris? And then you can come in? They certainly could have played other songs and would not perhaps have encouraged this. So I disapprove of both of those. On the other hand, at least this can be said, they played their tunes and they waved their flags in a nationalist area. If they had assembled marching bands and played their tunes and waved their flags in public, or say outside a Protestant church, that would have been an awful lot worse, especially if they did other 2,000.
When you say a nationalist area, is Fela not supposed to be for everybody?
Yes, but there are.
And if you're talking about nationalist areas, is it only nationalist taxpayers are paying for this? Answer:
well,
no.
Well, I'm making the point, Stephen, is that they did it in one place. You can call it nationalist, you can call it something else. They did it in one place, as distinct from parading around the streets and occasionally stopping outside an occasional church.
Chris McGimsey.
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't equate. I mean, Jude is trying to shift the blame by associating to other events. But let's stick with the thing.
No, the
organisers of the Fela knew what they were getting, knew what they were organising. As George said, they knew it 4 days in advance. Declan Carney made it clear this is our answer to the British state, and this is funded by the ratepayers of Belfast. It's simply not acceptable. And I'd say, Jude, one of the points earlier, which I think you probably agree with, there are a lot of very good events in the Fela, and those are all tainted with this sort of nonsense. It's not meant to be a Provi Fest. It's meant to be a community festival, and a lot of it works well. And then the Sinn Féin lose a run of themselves and they produced that event last night. It's an absolute disgrace. And I don't know how sponsors, I don't know how Tennent's Lager can say how proud they are to be involved with this. I think that they all need to read.
Well, they didn't know this was going to happen, of course. They wrote how proud they were before it happened, but they do talk about having a long association with Fela.
Yeah, well, I accept that. But I mean, they now know what has happened. Everybody knows what has happened. They're going to have to relook at their position, I think, very, very carefully. The funding is enormous that goes into this festival, and it should not be producing something like that last night.
I just was going to add to that. Yes, I would agree, but there are difficulties. I mean, as Stephen has pointed out, it was the crowd that chanted, and it didn't sound to me particularly enthusiastic, to be honest with you, the little bit of the clip I heard, but it was the crowd that chanted, it wasn't the wolf tones. So are we saying that the Fela and Fumble shouldn't have invited wolf tones to perform? And if so, are there other bands that they should have banned?
How do you think Sinn Féin... I wonder how Sinn Féin would respond if there was an East Belfast festival that was publicly funded and people were chanting, ooh, up the UVF. I wonder what Sinn Féin would be saying then.
I think Sinn Féin would be outraged and would come onto this programme and share their outrage, and they'd be right to be outraged, just as there's no justification for what happened last night. But the point is, Jude, it wasn't just the crowd at the end and a drunken clamour. I mean, one of the songs you sang last night, the lyrics said, F your union, Jack, we want our country back. How inclusive is that? And is that going to be the imprimatur of, but the imprimatur not only of the festival, but also of their sponsors? I mean, it really is outrageous.
How would you solve that problem? I mean, I would agree with you that having people chant obscenities is disgusting, especially at an event like this. Mind you, they're expressing a widely held view among nationalists and Republicans that they want their country back. But I'd agree that kind of obscenity has no place. But how would you solve that, since it's not the invited band, as Stephen pointed out, it's the crowd that were there?
Well, hold up for a second. Liz and Ballykinler. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Liz.
You never hear such fuss. The Wolf Tones is one of the best groups that ever come out of Ireland. And if anybody was offended, you don't go to see the Wolf Tones. In the name of God, why would you go if you're offended? The Wolf Tones is going to Shears, and that's their type of music.
This is publicly funded, Liz.
Peter, Stephen, so is the Bonfire, so is everything else publicly funded. The Wolf Tones are going to Shears. I wouldn't go to an Orange Parade if I was offended. So you don't go to listen to the Wolf Tones, because if you're easy offended, you don't go. But they're still one of the best bands that ever came out of Ireland, one of the best groups. How many was at that festival?
Surely the point is that if you don't want people offended by this sort of lyrics, you don't book the Wolf Tones. I mean, they could have got lots of other groups, and they could have played it. As Jude was saying earlier, there's lots of stirring music. Fabulous Irish music can be played.
The Wolf Tones aren't known for that. You know rightly what the Wolf Tones music is. For God's sake, anybody in Ireland knows what they play.
So you either say, this is what we want, which is what clearly Phelan and Fogel have done, or you say, well, we don't really want that, so we'll not have the Wolf Tones. I mean, they have proactively set this whole situation up. And that's what's wrong, and it's funded by the ratepayers of Belfast.
Liz?
Yes, Stephen, I'm listening to you.
Well, I just wonder, for those people who are saying that this should not happen again, do you agree with them?
No, I do not indeed. The Wolf Tones, you think that Belfast or the Unionists are just going to stop the Wolf Tones? Who do they think they are? You don't go. How many people went to that festival?
About 10,000.
Well, 10,000 people can't be wrong.
Unionists can't stop that. It's the good people of West Belfast who can send a message clear to the organisers saying, this is not the image we want for our district.
It's not annoying the people of West Belfast one bit, and it's not annoying people all over Northern Ireland. It's just a few. It's annoying, and if it annoys you, don't go.
I don't accept that for a second. A lot of
I do. I'm sorry. I'm not here to accept what you say. I'm just telling you, 10,000 people can't be wrong.
Well, it was 10,000 on the night. There would be a lot more than 10,000 across the festival, of course.
Yes, isn't it a better the festival than what it was? It's just nitpicking, you know what I mean? The money goes to bonfires, we complain every year. Why can the money not go to different things? If it's a fancy, don't go. It's as simple as that.
Well, when Sinn Féin, through Declan Kearney, says that this sent a response to the British state and unionism, so were unionism not welcome?
Stephen, I'm on here to talk about the Wolf Tones playing in West Belfast. I'm not here to talk about Sinn Féin say. They're a brilliant group, and if you're offended, don't go. There's plenty of other venues on you can go. You don't have to go and say, oh, you're offended. Belfast's a big place.
Declan Kearney wasn't talking about last night, he was talking about Planet Love. Today, Planet Love, Féile Belfast, sent a response to the British state and unionism. Why would a concert or a gig send a response to the British state and unionism? Martin in Belfast. Morning, Martin.
Morning, Stephen. Just want to ask Chris a simple question on behalf of a ratepayer. Just want to make it clear, first of all, that I'm not a supporter of the Wolf Tones, but has he got the same attitude towards Belfast City Council allocating money to the 11th night bonfires where Irish flags are burned, effigies of the Pope, holy statues? So as a total neutral in this conversation, I just want to ask, does he feel the same way about the money going to the bonfires?
That's a fair point. What Belfast City Council has been doing is running a bonfire group on which all parties are represented.
Chris, what I'm saying is that what the question is, I'm not asking about Belfast City Council, I'm asking about you personally, because you're on the radio this morning giving your opinion on the Wolf Tones playing in West Belfast to a crowd that is probably 100% nationalist. So I'm asking you personally, do you feel the same way about the allocation money for bonfires? I'm not asking Belfast City Council's response to it. I'm asking yours.
I am appalled by some of the events that happen at the bonfires. And the City Council, all parties have been working carefully to try and stop that. And you're quite right.
Okay. Do you then agree?
Let's let him finish. Let's let him finish, Martin. We're going to let Chris finish.
All right, go ahead.
It was agreed by council that small grants would be available to those bonfires which abide by the rules and the laws. And the rules are all sorts of things. No burning tires, no putting effigies, flags, or election posters on banners, and I firmly support that.
Okay. Would you agree that there are some people in West Belfast that represent Fela who would be trying their best to prevent scenes that some people don't agree with?
I have no doubt, and I said that earlier.
That's my point. So thanks very much.
A lot of the good people in West Belfast, I believe, will be appalled at this. I think they'll be appalled, and the image that this will have projected throughout Ireland is a wrong image for West Belfast, and it undermines a lot of the good work which Fela has done.
Were you there last night, Martin? No, I wasn't, Stephen.
But I had friends who were there and had an absolute fantastic.
All right, let me bring in Joe in Belfast. Morning, Joe.
Hello, Stephen. Now, I'm listening to this conversation. It's now around bonfires. It's moving on to bonfires.
It's not moving on to bonfires. We're talking about Fela.
I've done voluntary work.
Yes.
I was on the Donegal Road at 1:30 on Thursday morning when the disco finished in the Falls Park. When there were 13,000 children from all over Belfast, from Glencairn, the village. I was starting on the Donegal Road. I seen the children come back to the village who caught up through Rodney and St James's.
That's the Planet Love gig you're talking about.
Yes. This is the positive part of this festival.
That's the gig that, according to Sinn Féin, sent a response to unionism and the British state.
Well, here's the response to unionism. I was at that. There was a few flags for ARA on the tricolours and Upper Ah. If I go to Celtic Park or Ibrox, I hear it all over the world. Let me tell you, I've been in Windsor Park when blast bombs were flew into Clevedon supporters. Get it right. I'll go through Cross Gar during the summer when I'm bringing my kids down to Newcastle and the lower end of the Armour Road. All I see is UVF and paramilitary flags flying everywhere. I don't hear the ratepayers complain about that. I don't complain about it. I get on with my life. I live in the real world here. And the real world was that the West Belfast Festival, and I would invite you, Stephen, to come along to West Belfast Festival with some of the events. There was hundreds of events, and Mr. Majimski has jumped on the bandwagon again. Get the fucking stop, the negativity. That's what's behind him. He wants to stop everything that's positive. And he's going to separate the vast majority of people of West Belfast. I'm telling you, waking up this morning, and you know what they're saying? What a load of nonsense. Nonsense that's being spewed out in this radio. We know what shit are these things. We go to Windsor Park. Do you think I don't accept what loyalist shit at Windsor Park?
Is it that right?
I was born and raised saying it.
Is it right?
And if they come to Celtic Park, well, listen,
is it right?
It happens. Do not be trying to stop
Joe,
it. Well,
Joe, is it right?
Hold on.
If they're singing Ooh Up the Ra, is it right?
It's wrong. And I know it's probably wrong. But listen to what I'm telling you. Most of these kids that go along there probably don't even know half the history of troubles. They go along and they get involved in something, just like loyalist kids go to bonfires and sing on BVF and have their wee songs. You know what I mean? Talk the July songs. It happens. We can't stop it. That's not where it is. But what we're trying to do in West Belfast, I'll give you an instance. The reason why thousands of tickets were sent out free for the Planet Love thing was to bring the young kids off the street away from bonfires, away from all this nonsense. And it succeeded yet again. It was to bring kids and loyalist areas over in the area and enjoy something. Enjoy something. And they came in their droves, Stephen. I can tell you that. I stood in the Donegal Road. And that was a successful part of it. And I think that people who, like Mr. McJimsey, who, by the way, I think has came over to West Belfast to speak at lectures and things like that. We open this up there.
Well, Chris, do you want to respond to Joe this morning?
Well, I mean, I think what Joe makes a couple of reasonable points, but he's really one of those things. This society has to move on from this. It's got to move on from loyalist paramilitary trappings at bonfires. It's got to move on from similar IRA stuff. But I mean, the thing about it is, the key here is, I mean, every one of your 60 countries in Belfast, we administer tens of millions of pounds, and it's up to us to make sure the money is spent correctly. I don't think anybody should be funding that sort of an event, and I wouldn't be funding loyalist songs at Windsor Park or the Glasgow Rangers supporters when they go to Celtic.
You wouldn't be funding that. What I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Majewski, is You held back the Scotland with successful festivals in Europe, right? Now, here's what you're basing it on, a few flags flying and somebody shouting up a rah. That's your bottom line. That's it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I drive about Belfast. See, you next to the wee city council, when you get your 60 councillors, get the flags down. Tell the peelers to bring down the palm multi-flags. All right? I'm asking you to do that. But really, do I really get annoyed looking down the Dormer Road? What's the land? It's the likes of you to pick and choose what you want here. And the police hands are tied by the cock when these places take them. I don't care where I take them down. Let me tell you something about the moving on. The West Belfast community has moved on. If you went into it, if you spent more time in West Belfast, you'd find out that they have moved on. Young people have moved on.
Well, let's let Chris respond to that. And I guess, you know, Joe's very passionate this morning.
I've seen it, Stephen. A couple of hundred events.
And there are quite people a few like him, Chris, who would say, look at the totality of this festival, the breadth of it, how it did bring people from across Northern Ireland, the buy-in from thousands of people
of
to it.
That's like stopping the Galway Festival because people turn up a track.
And why Chris McGimsey tore this whole festival after a few people sang up the rah?
I'm not tarring the entire festival. The point I made at the very start, but the point I made at the very start is that a lot of stuff goes on in the festival. A lot of good stuff goes on in the festival. Gives a positive image of West Belfast and a positive image of Belfast, and then it is destroyed by an event like this.
This
event is actually being funded by the
ratepayers,
and it's wrong. And I think if the organisers of the West Belfast Festival were doing their job right, they'd be saying, we want this to be inclusive and we want to show a positive image for West Belfast. That was not a positive image. You talk to anybody, that was not a positive image.
Why did you
go West Belfast last
and that were invited over to West Belfast every year to talk about cross-community? You're a windbag in the background that throws the wee darts to try and stop things. The likes of loyalist paramilitaries that come into our area and discuss the problems, and we go into their areas. That's what positivity is about. That's what the festival brings about, too. It brings about cross-community, which the children of Glencairn and the children of the village in South Belfast enjoy the
honour. Well, what is,
and
Joe?
Children together,
Joe,
not
what,
destroy them for what, you or a new
Joe,
flag.
Joe, what is cross-community? When Sinn Féin say, in 1988, West Belfast people were called a terrorist community. Today, Planet Love, that was the event 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Fail at Belfast sent a response to the British state and unionism. What is cross-community about that statement from Sinn Féin?
Well, listen to what I'm telling you. 1988, okay, but cross-community, a statement. I don't get into the political things of it. What I am is, I believe, I'm like George from Shankler. You know what I mean? We walk about these streets. We get involved with GAA and soccer and bring children. We do the work. McGimsky doesn't. We do the work. We're on the ground here. Thousands of us.
Well,
does he know that we have teams in St. James's and up in Oliver Plunk and St. James's Swifts and all that? They're playing Ballymena leagues. Never any bar play along with Protestant kids every week. Does he come on the radio talking about that? No, he doesn't. That was part of our festival too.
I'm just saying here that Chris McGimsey, the Community Relations Council, are a sponsor of Fela.
How can they possibly justify sponsoring events which include that sort of activity? Get back to what I say. Joe's not listening to a word I'm saying. A lot of good work is done through the West Belfast Festival.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
Hold on, Joe!
I have said that four or five times.
Yeah.
And that is all said at naught when you put an event on like that last night, and it's particularly offensive when you find that the ratepayers of Belfast are paying for it.
Yeah.
That's not the way. That's not the way. So we were adapting, we were children away
from conflict. What we're doing this morning is we're currently we've already got in contact, I see, with the Community Relations Council in Northern Ireland to ask them how do they feel about sponsoring the Fela Festival,
yeah.
Given what's happened.
98% of it a powerful success. Anybody in the world was sponsored. Anybody. I went to festivals with people who shouted things, waved flags. Never, international festivals never been stopped. I went where the swastika has been threw up in places and have never, right? And never been stopped. You know what this is? This is a big Mr. Michinski stopping the West Belfast Festival, because you know what now? The Protestant people and the Catholic people are coming together in the West Belfast Festival on all fronts, sport, political talk, on everything, okay. And he wants it stopped.
Rory in West Belfast, you were at the gig, Rory.
Yes, I seen it was.
What part of the gig? We had the gig last night, we had the whole festival. What's the story?
Well, I was right there for the whole gig last night, so was I, from about 8 o'clock onwards. I just think it's a bit hypocritical from Chris McGimsey to come across here and say, because this is publicly funded by the council, that it should be more than stopped. He's getting away totally of, like, I'd say with the so-called Orange Fest, the whole 12th of July celebrations, probably gets just as much money from Belfast City Council as Fiona does. And nobody can deny that part of Orange Fest is basically a hate song with the Loyalist Tennis Fest. I mean, you walk down on the 12th of July, or the SPB footballs on the Shackle Road are walking down Broad Avenue, the whole band singing, basically we're up there in Asian Fenian blood, you know what I mean? With the crowd all joining in. I don't see a guy, Chris and Jimmy, coming on there and saying, oh, that's a disgrace, that shouldn't have happened. I mean, one thing got me about last night was, I hate to see the Irish tricolour defaced. And there were people that flags last night, IRA right up. I was wrong, I mean, totally wrong. And what are we going to do? 10,000 people there. Are they going to search every single person's by Newton Crowley as a party? It's for flag and stuff, you know. But other than that, last night was a total success. It was amazing. It was brilliant. The Woodfoams are an amazing band. I've been watching them for many years.
And they're not responsible for what a crowd sings, of course. The Woodfoams play a song, and they are not responsible for what the crowd chants.
Well, Stephen, what you're not getting across, what you're not saying as well, is that you're opening your show headlines with this song that people are singing, ooh, ah, there are, right? Okay, that's part of their song, right? But they actually didn't sing it.
It's not part of their song.
Right? The crowd saw it last night, right? But you're not putting the clip on of when the Woodfoams of the song as well, and the lyrics in it are Give Peace a Chance. And there's 10,000 people as well also singing the lyrics to that song, Give Peace a Chance.
And I guess that's the point, Chris McGimsey.
That's another song, and of course people are singing it. Let's hope everybody bought into that there. That's what we all should be doing in this society right now. The Woodfoams, the music, the lyrics of the Woodfoams, I've listened to the Woodfoams on tape. The lyrics of the Woodfoams are unacceptable to the vast majority of people. Anybody who wouldn't really be a supporter or sympathetic to the Provos would not be sympathetic to the Woodfoams or the lyrics. That's the key point. And can I just go back to something that Joe said? Joe said he and George are just one and the same because they both work in the community. George from the Shankill come on and roundly condemned it. He took the same position that I did. People are unhappy with this because not only does this give a wrong image for West Belfast, for National West Belfast, and a wrong image for the city, we're helping to fund this, and it's all wrong. Sinn Féin need to try and depoliticise this and getting half a dozen unionists every now and again to go on their platform is not sufficient. And clearly that was organised. We all know what the Woodfoams are. And Sinn Féin knew exactly what they were getting, organising that as a final bash. They knew exactly the image they wanted to send out. They knew exactly what they wanted to produce for the last night. And that is totally and absolutely unacceptable.
Well, Tourism NI have been speaking to the Nolan Show team this morning about this. Tourism NI are saying that this is not something they would usually comment upon, but that they will speak to the funding team within Tourism NI to see if they want to comment. There are questions into Belfast City Council asking them for their reaction to what happened last night as well. And the Community Relations Council, who are a sponsor of this event, what do they have to say about it? Rory, was it appropriate to celebrate the IRA at this event last night?
Stephen, you have to get real on it. All you're saying, it's probably funded. You're in the middle of West Belfast, right? 10,000 people are in it. 10,000 people are in it. Not one bit of trouble, right? I mean, you look at the 12th of July, right? you walk down Lisburn Road, Royal Avenue or wherever, like, there's beer bottles, everything strewn across the whole road, and it's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. And the audience don't come out and mutter a word about it. But that bad thing last night, it wasn't one bit of balance, it wasn't one of trouble. If you ever had a drink, the similar songs, but...
Well, the trouble and the bother that there was that there were IRA flags at the event, and there were people singing, ooh, ah, up the ride, he ended.
Well, the IRA flags shouldn't have been there. That's not feel. I mean, they can't stop. It's that kind of thing. I mean...
Let's have a listen, Albert and Glenn Gormley, because you've got to take in this, Albert. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, well, my take is what I want to speak about this morning is these young people from Glencairn and the unionist community or the Protestant community giving them free tickets to go over. Well, and, so they're seen.
And you,
so they're,
Albert, you've heard Joe in Belfast, who's still with us, saying that there were children from loyalist villages and all over enjoying the fail of Joe, right? You're still there?
That's 100%.
Right, well, Albert, speak to Joe this morning.
Well, let me have my say then. You know, the thing is, what to do is, because of the funding, it has to be seen to be cross-community. And that's what they're doing. They use these young people and they bring them in as a basically, the young people want to go to that concert.
There's the cynical attitude again. That's cynical. You bring Winston Irvine.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. Get over here to speak at our
business. You're not going to let me
say. Hold on, Joe. Hold on, Joe. Let's let Albert finish.
I may as well go off. Now, the thing is, it has to be seen to be cross-community to get the funding. And they're using these young people. But in the same breath, there's Declan Kearney tweeting, this is a message to your British government and basically to the British people in Northern Ireland.
In 1988, he said, West Belfast people were called a terrorist community. Today, Planet Love, Fela Belfast sent a response to the British state and unionism.
And if you take Stephen, them parents who basically see themselves as British, this is Declan Kearney saying, and Sinn Féin saying, we hate anything British.
It's not what they're saying, they would say.
This is what they're saying. And
they would deny
it. To tell you the truth, Stephen, the way I look at things now is, this war is not over. It might be a military war, but it's what like Declan Kearney saying. There was Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou McDonald saying, put the hand of friendship about, wanting to meet the Orange Order. And this is what they come out with in the background.
So hold on now. So Joe in Belfast,
Stephen,
Albert, his name is Albert, and he's essentially saying that Protestant kids were invited tokenistically to this to make it look like cross community.
Albert wants all them Protestant kids throughout North and South and West Belfast to be starting around bonfires and standing at corners and everything else. They were all over in the Falls Park having a great night. Their parents sent them over with their consent, knowing where they were going, and they enjoyed it. You know what it is, Albert? You're one of these guys that don't like kids. Gets up every morning and can't stand teenagers.
Well, let's let Albert speak for himself. I'm sure he loves children as much as you do.
Really tell you, Joe, the young people is our future.
But the future
for these young kids is, you see, a British Northern Ireland. You know, we hate it from Republicans.
Republicans and
the IRA flags, and the message sent out by from that festival is basically anything to do with the British state. We hate it. And if you look at, there's a chief constable basically sitting on a platform. In the West Belfast Festival.
Yeah.
And if you take, Joe, basically where the police are concerned, Sinn Féin and the Republicans, they basically don't like the likes of the PSNI. They don't.
Well, that's not what the police have said about the. That is not what Sinn Féin have said about the PSNI. Indeed, the PSNI support. Enjoy the support of Sinn Féin. Okay, Albert, thank you. Joe, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both.